Welcome to another day where we're going to go on a journey to Cedar Glen. Cedar Glen's an unincorporated community in the San Bernardino National Forest in the eastern section of Lake Arrowhead, sort of like a suburb of it. Its elevation is 5,400 feet, so it gets some snow, and it's off the highway, California State Highway 173. So, and it's between... It's right, like I said, eastern of Lake Arrowhead. It has a population of 739. Surprisingly, its crime is rated at D+. Not good for such a small area. The property crime is B-. The violent crime is D+. And other crime is graded at D-. Every 20 days, a crime occurs there, and most of it is related to drugs, vandalism, followed by burglary and assault. Cedar Glen Village is a small shopping area frequented by the locals, and many families have been coming there for generations. The only other retail center, Cedar Glen, has been under family ownership since its inception. People say when you come to Cedar Glen, it's one of those places you say, wow, because of its location, its scenery, the recreation around it, and the view of the lake. Its motto is, take a break and relax at Cedar Glen. So there are no churches in Cedar Glen, but there are quite a few businesses that people from Lake Arrowhead spill over and come to. So Father God, we pray right now that people will attend the churches nearby in Lake Arrowhead. We pray for weekly Bible studies to arise for those who work weekends due to the weekend tourism. We pray for intercessors to pray for laborers for the harvest and that people would share their faith with boldness. We pray for lives to be transformed by the gospel so that the crime would decrease and their rating increase from D-. So we're praying by next year we will see a better grading. We pray specifically that vandalism and drug-related crimes will decrease. We thank you that there are no current COVID cases and they've had no deaths from it. We pray for the major points of interest in this small community, the Forest Lawn Scout Reservation that brings people year-round to camp. We pray for the Rotary International Memorial. It's a park and a view of the lake that people take advantage of it and find rest and peace as they sit there and look at the beautiful lake. We pray for Wild Haven, which is the nonprofit wildlife sanctuary where they take care of animals that have been injured until they're ready to be set back either into the wild or be taken in as pets. So we pray for them to flourish, and we ask God again that you will rise up and work in the people of this area and bring a revival that will spread to the larger communities nearby. We thank you for this place. Though small, it's beautiful. In Jesus' name.